听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 8. Relentless. Disprove. Ghetto. Norm. Endorse. Exhortation. Sanction.Flyer. Conspiracy. Marketing. Hype. Unrelenting. Ferocious. Utopian. Itinerary. Tout.Rationalize. Ado. Gimmick. Coordinate. Elite. Perk. Duet. Fag.Tonic. Cerebral. Imperious. Rueful. Jubilant. Quizzical. Ultrasonic. Amnesty.Jolt. Extradite. Extrapolate. Tongs. Pro. Quip. Binge. Forcible. Treacherous.Bout. Period. Flaccid. Lucid. Juggle. Boisterous. Accede. Ledge. Silt.Silo. Passage 1. TV relentlessly touts immediate gratification. The APA says that children see roughly 20,000 commercials a year. Not surprisingly, social scientists are unable to conclusively prove or disprove that the upsurge in violence, idleness, and broken families in ghettos stems from TV's fare or a decline in social mores. Those who claim that there is a link, like the liberal sociologist Christopher Jenks,argue largely by a process of elimination. In this new book, Rethinking Social Policy, he points out that none of the conventional explanations for the rise in unwed motherhood, such as lack of jobs for inner-city males, or the spread of welfare benefits, explains why illegitimacy has also mushroomed among middle-class whites. However, polls show that Americans today are far less willing than earlier generations to commit to marriage or stick out a bad marriage for their children's sake.As norms have loosened in society at large, Jenks suggests, leaders in poor neighborhoods have lost moral authority. The preachers, the grandmothers in poor communities, no longer find that the mass media and political establishment endorse their exhortations to have people behave in traditional ways, says Jenks, and it is okay for white middle-class people to have babies out of wedlock. It's very hard to impose social sanctions on poor people who do the same. Passage 2. Cooperative competition. Competitive cooperation.Confused? Airline alliances have travelers scratching their head over what's going on in the skies. Some folks view alliances as a blessing to travelers, offering seamless travel, reduced fares, and enhanced frequent flyer benefits. Others see a conspiracy of big businesses causing decreased competition, increased fare, and fewer choices. Whatever your opinion, There is no escaping airline alliances. The marketing hype is unrelenting with each of the two mega groupings. Oneworld and Star Alliance, promoting itself as the best choice for all travelers. And even if you run away from one of their ads, chances are they will figure in any of your travel plans. By the end of the year, Oneworld and Star Alliance will between them control more than 40% of the traffic in the sky. Some pundits predict that figure will be more like 75% in 10 years. But why, after years of often ferocious competition, have airlines decided to band together? Let's just say the timing is mutually convenient. North American Airlines, having exhausted all means of earning customer loyalty at home, have been looking for ways to reach out to foreign flyers. Asian carriers are still hurting from the region-wide economic downturn that began 2 years ago, just when some of the airlines were taking delivery of new aircraft. Alliances also allow carriers to cut costs and increase profits by pooling manpower resources on the ground, rather than each airline maintaining its own ground crew. And code sharing, the practice of two partners selling tickets and operating only one aircraft. So alliances are terrific for airlines, but are they good for the passenger? Absolutely, say the airlines. Think of the lounges, the joint FFP benefits, the round-the-world fares, and the global service networks. Then there's the promise of seamless travel, the ability to, say, travel from Singapore to Rome to New York to Rio de Janeiro, all on one ticket without having to wait hours for connections or worry about your bags. Sounds utopian? Peter Booking, Cathay Pacific's Director of Sales and Marketing, thinks that seamless travel is still evolving. It's fair to say that these links are only in their infancy. The key to seamlessness rests in infrastructure and information sharing. We're working on this. Henry Ma, spokesman for Star Alliance in Hong Kong, lists some of the other benefits for consumers. Global travelers have an easier time making connections and planning their itineraries. Ma claims alliances also assure passengers consistent service standards. Critics of alliances say the much-touted benefits to the consumer are mostly pie in the sky, that alliances are all about reducing costs for the airlines, rationalizing services, and running joint marketing programs. Jeff Bleiskill, associate editor of Consumer Reports magazine, says the promotional ballyhoo over alliances is much ado about nothing. I don't see much of a gain for consumers. Alliances are just a marketing gimmick, and as far as seamless travel goes, I'll believe it when I see it. Most airlines can't even get their own connections under control, let alone coordinate with another airline. Bleiskill believes that alliances will ultimately result in decreased flight choices and increased costs for consumers. Instead of two airlines competing and operating a flight on the same route at 70% capacity, the allied pair will share the route and run one full flight. Since fewer seats will be available, passengers will be obliged to pay more for tickets. The truth about alliances and their merits probably lies somewhere between the travel utopia presented by the players and the evil empires portrayed by their critics, and how much they affect you depends on what kind of traveler you are. Those who've already made the elite grade in the FFP of major airlines stand to benefit the most when it joins an alliance. When they enjoy the FFP perks and advantages on any and all the members of carriers. For example, if you're a Marco Polo Gold Club member of Cathay Pacific's Asia Miles FFP, you will automatically be treated as a valuable customer by all members of Oneworld, of which Cathay Pacific is a member, even if you've never flown with them before. For those who haven't made the top grade in any FFP, alliances might be a way of simplifying the earning of frequent flyer miles. For example, I belong to United Airlines Mileage Plus and generally fly less than 25,000 miles per year. But I earn miles with every flight I take on Star Alliance member, All Nippon Airways and Thai Airways. If you fly less than I do, you might be smarter to stay out of the FFP game altogether. Hunt for bargains when booking flights, and you might be able to save enough to take that extra trip anyway. The only real benefit infrequent flyers draw from an alliance is an inexpensive round-the-world fare. The bottom line, for all the marketing hype, alliances aren't all things to all people, but everyone can get some benefit out of them.